on real adventures. It's time to get all aboard for Dometic, mobile living made easy.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for All Aboard. Thanks to the Dometic CIB 26 cooler bag. Keep food and drinks cool on your adventures. Now, Salt Guide Pro Angler Gwayne Blake joins us now. For more info on Salt Guide, head to saltguide.com.au. Good morning, Gwayne.
Morning, guys.
So we've got the G-Man on today to talk all things Western Port and a bit of offshore, because winter, most we've spoken about earlier in the show, Pat, most people put their boats away this time of the year, but this winter is
they head
somewhere warm. Yes, but they are more people fishing on Port Phillip Bay, Western Port, and in the ocean. So, Gwayne, options that we're going to be targeting in Western Port and offshore, take it away.
Okay, so we're getting to the bottom of our downward cycle temperature wise. So the temperature's near on flattened out. So we get a cycle where probably around about 4 weeks we have no movement in water temperature whatsoever. So that's the hardest part to fish the bay. But what we do is we've worked this out over years of fishing is we fish down south towards sort of anywhere south of Sandy Point in that sort of lateral line. Anywhere down south of that, we're going to have warmer water currents coming in from the ocean, and that's where your fish are going to be feeding better. So anywhere down south at the moment, you're going to get gummy sharks, occasional whiting, squid, and the start of our snapper fishery is the fish to start moving in the bay. But the main thing probably most people have woken up to now is fishing offshore. So our predominant winds this time of year are actually from the northwest because our land's warmer than the ocean. So that warm air rises off the land and actually runs in, opposite way around. The warm air rises off the ocean and the air comes off the land to replace it. So our predominant winds are that way, which means we've got perfect protection under all the cliffs and stuff like that offshore. And the offshore fishing just gets better and better. We've also, at the end of the cycle, where all crustaceans now change their shells. So crabs, crayfish, all those sort of things change their shells and they become soft. And it's about 2 weeks they're actually in a stage where they're very vulnerable. And the big gummy sharks know this and they come in and feed on them. So the actual offshore fishing, inshore, offshore, anywhere from 1 kilometre to 3 kilometres offshore in the 25 to 40 metre range is unbelievable fishing for gummy sharks this time of year and school sharks as well.
G-Man, something we've, anyone that does follow Gwayne on his social media pages, Instagram and Facebook, you've been catching some super large calamari in the past few weeks.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably the biggest squid I've ever caught, to be honest. So we started getting a few as we're sitting at anchor on the gummies, and I thought the other day, I said, let's go out and actually try and target them. Instead of just catching them as a bycatch, let's go out and try and target them. So we went out and we designed a rig that we can actually get our normal style squid jigs down to the bottom very fast and be able to drift on these reefs. So we've ended up catching squid now up to 4.4 kilos, which is blown my previous record by over a kilo. So we ended up with a bag of squid, a bag of 10 squid, and that was over 30 kilos. Oof. So, it's crazy. And they're really good eating at the moment because they're actually still growing very fast offshore because there's so much food out there. That, you've got all the pilchards and stuff like that, but even down at the bottom, you've got all the parrotfish, barber perch, all that sort of stuff. So it's really easy feeding for them off there and hunting, and that's why they grow so big and quick out there.
Something that sets the state on fire and crazy is the snapper during the summer periods, especially you Western Port during that, a little bit earlier than Port Phillip. You're more that September, October than Port Phillip follows. But in the coming weeks, you're going to see some seriously good snapper being caught through Western Port, aren't you, Gwayne?
Yeah, so they're going to be coming in both entrances. So we've got the western entrance down between the Nobbies and West Head at Flinders. But you've also got the little entrance, the eastern entrance, where it comes under the bridge at San Remo. So we actually get two stocks of snapper. We get the snapper that comes from Wilson's Prom that seems to come a little bit earlier. So they come up from the east and they go through the eastern entrance. And then we've got the western stock, which you guys would share with us, which comes from Portland. And at the moment, I've been catching a few snapper down the entrance on the western side. I haven't had a look on the east yet, but I'd say that the east, they start to stack up. And the eastern entrance in particular is quite shallow and small. So the fish will actually stage out the front and they'll sit there for a couple of weeks and then they'll actually come in on the moon cycle. So they actually come in on those big full moons, those big tides in that sort of first morning tide, and they'll race up the bay. And then once they get up the top of the bay, it's sort of working out those bite times, because top of the bay now I think is about 9 degrees compared with the ocean, which is 13.5. So once the fish sort of get up the top of the bay, they sulk for a little bit, and as that water temperature comes up again, then they start firing up.
Now, a species that I love to catch, you love to catch also, but tends to be a little bit harder in Western Port at times, but I know there's a couple of places you can head down south in Western Port, is the whiting guano. Like, some beautiful fish down south. Is that where you're going to be fishing, or would you push up at all at times with certain tides, or where would you be targeting these whiting?
So if we get any big swell and dirty water, we'll actually fish tortoise head bank still. But mostly now, the majority of the stock have left because Western Port gets so cold, like I said before, like 9 degrees. So the majority of the stock's left, but there is some resident fish, and they'll hang around and they'll come up out of the deep and go up on tortoise head bank in the dirty water. But anywhere south of Ventnor or Dickies Bay down at Cat Bay, Dickies Bay down at San Remo, all those sort of areas that are closer to the ocean, or even the ocean itself. Cairns Bay is very good, Pyramid Rock's very good, Bushrangers Bay as well. All those areas that have got some sort of protection from the swell and they have good sand holes do hold whiting. Now, you're not going to get, you know, your 40 and 60 bags, but when you get them, they're all as solid as your arm. They're 45 to 50 centimetres and, you know, nudging that sort of 900 gram mark. So they're really good whiting.
That was my last question for Gwayne, just stole out of my mouth, what size are the fish? Because obviously down in bottom end of Port Phillip Bay, we have the same scenario that works. The dirty water comes in, you get them further up, and then as you need to fish down further south to find that temperature of water. So very similar fishing in Western Port to Port Phillip regarding the temperatures and your wind and dirty water. So, G-Man, thank you for joining us on Real Adventures this morning, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you soon for a beer.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Gwayne Blake from Salt Guide. Head to saltguide.com.au to learn all things angling, really, Redmond, whether it be looking after your catch, catching your catch, it's all there. That was All Aboard for Dominic. Dominic Mobile Living, made easy.